Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. No Kyle Wallace. So we have Brad Nordman sitting in the seat that he wishes he was in every day.
The seat. And I felt like that was a resignated. It's like, so we have Brad Nordman. No Kyle Wallace. So we have Brad Nordman.
Yeah.
Is it a downgrade to be in this, to not have the energy of Kyle Wallace? I'm not going to lie. Bucks playing tonight. Might be the last time we see Giannis. But there's positivity from Green Bay. There's a lot of conflicting
emotions.
You're
already struggling to be Kyle.
I am. No one's Kyle.
Don't be Kyle. Be Brad. My best advice. Alex Strofe is running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talking text line. Where Cody chimes in. He says, I still don't understand how you guys think that this song fits the vibe of the show. I mean, this has been my theme song. I love this song. This is my number one song at my soul. I love this song.
Walking on broken glass.
It is a very good feel-good track. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's a feel-good.
Can I admit to you, I've never heard that song before the show.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Oh, wow.
Totally. I've never heard it before
the
show.
Classic.
It is. Annie Lennox before, I believe she was with the Arrhythmics, and then. Yeah.
So okay. I know the Arrhythmics.
Figure out that connection.
Yes.
It's just such a, like, again, if Strofe looks at me and thinks like, oh, maybe Ben's had a bad day. If I hear that music to start the show at 2 o'clock, I'm always going to be in a good mood. Always.
But you've had a good day today.
Have I? How do you know that?
Because you told me you're great. You've had a great day today. Well, we've talked about this before. Before the show every day, I say, hey guys, where are we at out of 10, right? And I've had a great day. I told Brad I'm at a 9.5. And Brad said to Sean Thompson, who's the director of content at 101.7 The Truth, he said, I don't know if I've ever seen Strofe at less than an 8.5. And then, Ben, you go, 9.5? I'm at a 9.75. You tried to one-up me, in fact.
I mean,
Of
course.
That's such a Strofe-Ben relationship thing to do.
The one-upper thing.
Wow.
Well, Ben, you know what?
It's a positivity off.
Ben, you know what?
You're a 9.9.
Now that we're on the air for the next 3 hours, we still got 2 hours, 57 minutes to go, baby. I'm a 10-flat. 10-0.
See, I'm a 10-1.
10-0.
I'm a 10-1.
You're overflowing with positivity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm way past.
Can't keep it in.
He's just had
whatever
the best
he
day.
Is. I'm way above that.
Yeah, right.
Even if I'm lying into my soul internally, I'm way happier than Strofe.
He's had the best day ever.
Baby didn't puke all over me this morning.
Oh, did that happen?
No, I'm just saying it could happen. I'd still
That's
have to one up
likely
you.
Likely happens.
Yeah, likely. So look, Rob Domofsky tweeted, and it was an interesting tweet because it was not one that anybody had on the bingo board. Rob Domofsky covers the Packers for ESPN.com, and whether it be Rob Domofsky, whether it be Jason Wilde, whether it be anyone you follow as it regards to the Packers beat or the direction of the team and the way things are sounding up at 1265, I've seen anything from there's a 99.5% chance that Jaire Alexander will not be with the Green Bay Packers in 2025. Now, let me just say right now that just because I'm about to read this tweet does not mean that he's going to be a Green Bay Packer, but it does open up a hell of a lot more conversation than 99.5% chance that he is not going to be a Green Bay Packer. Rob Domofsky on Twitter, according to a source, the Packers and Jaire Alexander continue to talk about a possible resolution, which could include a reconciliation to where Alexander plays for the Packers in 2025 after all. All options are still on the table. Release, trade, or return. I don't know about you guys. First thing comes to my head is I still, like, I've been on the side of, like, look, I'm not in the building. In 1265, it seems as if there was like some frustrations about injury and playing through it and whatnot. I think it actually has less to do about what happened when he went out for the coin flip as a captain. It literally has to do with availability and how they want to have guys that are young and always there, injuries and whatnot happen. But he has played less than half of the snaps over the last three seasons.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're going to pay somebody, I believe he's due $17 million. That's a million a game. If you break it down simple like that. So I'm all for it. But I don't know if everyone else is. 800-990-3776. It's not a done deal, but the possibility is back out there. Do you even want Jaire Alexander back with the Packers? 800-990-3776, the Carbos Talking text line.
Oh, and to me, it's an absolute yes. I'm right there with you, Ben. And we've been talking about this for some time now, and I've been on the bring Jaire back train for quite some time. I would even go as far as saying, if Goody can find a way to bring resolution and bring Jaire Alexander back, that is so important for this defense that it would be the nail in the coffin to the urgency that Goody was talking about, because you only do something like this if you have a sense of urgency, if you are trying to field the best team possible.
This would be crack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lackin'.
Crack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lackin' would be the defense with Jaire. Now, he is still an all-pro level cornerback. The question is he available to be that? Now, it seems like he was able to take care of the health concerns. And the other thing is, if he was a total jerk, I could maybe understand it, but that's not Jaire. He's a conundrum at a minimum, but all they want is for him to be healthy and available. And when he is a game changer for this defense. So Goody can convince me that he did everything, and he indeed acted with a sense of urgency. If he finds a way to bring back Jaire, I think it's that important. I think that if this defense has Jaire, you've got a bona fide secondary. You got a bona fide linebacking core. D-line still leaves a little bit to be deserved. And the offense we talked about yesterday, they are good to go. This is a true Super Bowl contender, not on the peripheral, not knocking at the door, but a true Super Bowl contender if they have Jaire. Well, I am all for it.
The conversation that I've been just preaching since going to get Matthew Golden is not that he's going to be a number one wide receiver, but his presence alone should elevate the wide receiver room, and it was a position of need. And so when you look at the team and where they have holes, you can get differentiating opinions on the cornerback room. Right, you can say, well, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, and Hobbs, you know, they're good, and you bring Bullard in the slot, you know, sometimes Evan Williams bring up there. That's good, but if you say you have a two-time All-Pro on your roster, and you have all those guys you believe in, and Carrington Valentine takes that next step, and Xavier McKinney, who was an All-Pro next to Evan Williams, like, the depth of guys you have in a tough, grueling season where there are going to be injuries, I'm worried about that cornerback room. I'm not saying they're going to be bad. I just, like, with the way the front four is and how much I don't believe in the pass rush, you need a really good secondary to make sure if they're not going to get to quarterback, get the back end figured out. Jaire helps figure out that back end. And by all accounts, I'm seeing Xavier McKinney posting videos on social media with Jaire Alexander. Even Jordan Love talking about Jaire. He goes, oh, Ja, that's my guy. You know, Ja's got to do him. Talk to Carrington Valentine up in the draft. Yeah, you know, Ja's going to be Ja. He's going to, but like, there's no, like, I don't like Ja. There's nobody that I feel like really doesn't like Jaire Alexander. I think the biggest thing this comes down to, you can take the emotion that you have in thinking that he's a problem from a character standpoint. The guys like him. And if the guys like him, the only question that matters is, do you want him because you think he can help the team? And if you are not willing to bet, if there is no contract, like, why am I blanking? Goodness gracious. Restructure. If there's no restructure, then you're taking a little bit of a risk here. There needs to be something. Otherwise, you're paying somebody $17 million and basically going against everything that you've been saying all offseason, giving him the power back, right? You can't say, we're fielding trades, and then say, you know what? We're bringing this guy back in at his full-valued contract, and then if he sits out, what are you going to do? You gave him all the power. So there's got to be a restructure if this works. But if they can make it work, I'm Team Jaire, 800-990-3776.
It feels like both sides have sort of seen what else is out there, right? Like, they were in a relationship. Each person thought the other person's crazy. So they kind of tiptoe out there. Maybe they get some drinks with somebody. It feels like both have returned and said, you know what? As I see things, I think we're better off together. Let's find resolution. Let's find a way to make this happen. Because I do believe, and Goody said it for himself, let's see how the draft goes. He saw how the draft went. He didn't go anything with them. What was that?
Seventh-round cornerback.
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jair. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
Still on the roster.
We are now at that point, and they didn't do anything. A seventh-round cornerback, there's no expectations that he can come in and start and be a difference maker. And, Ben, you made a great point. This cornerback room, fully healthy, they're good. They're good. They're one injury away.
They're good.
It's kind of like, well, you're a good producer. They're good. They are one injury away from being just decimated, right? One of those guys is out. Hobbs, Nixon, Valentine.
You're a good producer.
You are very depleted. And yes, you can shift some things around with maybe Bullard or Williams to provide some support for the back end. But if you add Jair, not only do you have competition, you got playmakers, you got depth. Jeff Hafley, he has proved that he can be a magician of sorts with schemes and personnel. He would love another stud cornerback in there. And this team
He's an asset.
And I just think that there's a way to structure it, a way to make it work. And I do think once it's done, knowing how these negotiations go, it can get sticky, it can get messy. You can be on one side of it thinking, oh, I'll never play for the Packers again. Or Jair, you know, or the Packers saying, we'll never have Jair. But in a moment, you figure out a way to make it done. You turn the page. There's a freshness on the other end of it. And I think they can find that freshness.
On the Carbliss talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more. Chris and Neshota, who famously on these airwaves announced to us that his wife was cheating on him with his own best friend.
My guy. Saw him in the grocery store.
Yes, you did, Brad. He has a great perspective here. Both Goody and Jair had hall passes, and they passed.
Hey.
Run it back. Chris, the continued legend of Neshota.
What an analogy from a guy with a personal history. That was crazy. What a great addition.
Do we really need to continue to tell everyone his background of losing his wife to his ex-best friend?
Well, I'd like to hear back from Chris because he's rebranded, right? He's now Chris in Neshota. He was Chris in New Berlin.
No, O-Town.
Chris in O-Town, Chris in Oconomowoc, thank you. That was like your first day ever producing at ESPN Wisconsin.
That is correct. Yeah, that was either late 2020, early 2021.
Were you listening and you're like, what the hell is going on?
I believe we took that phone call, and then rather than going to you, Greg Scalzo went to me because he referred to me as a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 22-year-old. And I literally said, I have no idea what just happened or where I work.
So, Chris, where you work, Chris, please chime in if you're okay with me putting all of your personal business out there, which has been on these airwaves and on the ESPN Wisconsin app podcast going way, 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 way back.
And here's the other thing when it comes to Jair. This isn't the year to cut him if you're going to cut him. You only save $6 million. So do you really gain by getting $6 million? The only really chess piece remaining is extending Zach Tom. The Packers can work within their cap space to figure out a way to extend him and stay underneath the cap. But $6 million, I'd rather have the $6 million additional on the books and have a Pro Bowl, all-pro level guy back there when available.
So here's the thing. I don't think we're on the wrong track, but what does Goody think? Right? What does the front office think? Because on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN, do you want Jair Alexander back on the Packers in 2025? 81% of people with a hearty amount of votes are saying yes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's an overwhelming yes on the Carbliss Talk and Text Line and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It just is one of those things where if the Packers are able to get over their gripe about him not being as available as they've wanted him to be when it comes to playing through injuries. And if Jair wants to restructure his contract, because again, I'm with you, but that's never going to happen. The reason why I'll go back to it. You put the whole $17 million without cutting him on the books, without a restructure. What's to stop him from being anything different than we've seen the last 3 years when nicked up with injury.
Yeah, that's true. And you do wonder, is he willing to play through injury? I can't ever criticize a guy for that, but the lack of communication and just his different personality might make it, you know, tough to put him on the full books with that. But, you know, Goody, it's interesting you say Goody. There is a phrase we had in the finance biz when we were talking about the stock market.
Oh, Lord.
Now, hold
Buckle
on.
Up, everyone.
Now, here it is. Because the phrase is, things that have never happened before happen all the time. Things that have never happened before happen all the time. So
hit the X-Files. I'm lost.
Things that have never happened before happen all the time. Because in the stock market, when we usually talk about it, it was like, oh, people are freaking out. Tariffs, all that kind of stuff. This isn't that kind of program. But when you haven't, when you're experiencing something and you're just like, man, this has never happened before, or you're trying to project things that have ever happened before, they happen all the time. It's the same thing with Goody. And he's shown he's willing to wade in the waters of, I'm not willing to do that kind of thing. And evidence number one is a wide receiver in the first round. I think Goody taking a wide receiver in the first round, it shows that he's willing to do the things that we wouldn't think would ever happen, and they happen all the time. And this would be another time in the same offseason.
Do you have any idea what this man just said?
Tariffs!
Tariffs!
Oh, tariffs!
Chris from Neshota has issues. He says, never stop. I love it. Please keep sharing about the infidelity in my family. Chris in Neshota.
I got to say, when I met Chris, I mean, just a great disposition.
Didn't look like a guy that ever would have been completely heartbroken by his
best. Is he remarried?
Chris, 800-990-3776. Give us your new life story on the Carbless Talking text line.
Well,
Brad, you guys should crack one together and get the whole shebang.
Oh, we should. We would open up the places of his heart, places he'd never know before, and we'd do it all over. A couple of cold Carblesses. And this you know, this spring when it's just getting warm, there's never been a better time to grab the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit. I'm going to come right back to the watermelon. Each one of those flavors, outstanding. It's like a passport to paradise. And the watermelon is so popular, it's so good, that coming out soon will be the watermelon 4-pack for a vodka cocktail. Not only that, the mango 4-pack, so delicious. I mean, Carbless does it again, guys. 2025, your 2025 will be personified by these flavors, and they are changing the game all over again. And they already changed it before. You know the classic cocktails. You know the fruit flavors. I love them all. I love that Carbless has low carbonation, always high on flavor, zero sugar. I love that. Zero carbs, zero gluten, and just 100 calories. And every sip is a delicious experience that only Carbless can deliver on. And guess what? Made right here in the great state of Wisconsin. There's always a reason to grab a Carbless. I know I look for them, so grab them at your local grocery store, wherever it is you pick up your Carbless, and enjoy a Carbless like me, and see why less is more with Carbless.
I'm seeing your calls. I'm seeing your texts. 800-990-3776. Do you want Jair Alexander back? How much does that move the needle for this defense? Can this defense be top five with Jair? They were top 10 last year. Do you think they're top 10 without Jair? I still have question marks about this defense. I'm very, very, very bullish about the offense. But the defense has me in a little bit of a tizzy. More next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And on, in them,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show, no Kyle Wallace. I'm a little bit upset with Alex Strofe. For a second here, you went to the Tinkle Room, I'm guessing.
I did, yeah.
So I answered the phone while I was answering my personal phone because I saw it was the Weed Man. They did some service today. And I said, please hold. I really want to hear about it. And then I don't know how to answer these phones and be a producer. The Weed Man guy hung up on me. So I don't blame him.
Yeah, I was talking. He's busy.
He's busy.
The estate soon.
And so.
But you called it the Tinkle Room. It's Strofe's in the Tinkle Room. Have you ever heard that before?
No, it's just me. But speaking of Weed Man, They are on the spot. They call. He's going to send an email afterwards updating me on all the services that they did. Probably call me again because he probably realized this guy's in no place to talk right now. He has no idea that I'm just like a lunatic. But he's making my lawn lush green and weed free. That's amazing. It's kid and pet friendly. You get 50% off your first treatment. You go to weedman.com. That's weedman.com. Weedman for the win. So, let's tie a bow for a little bit here on Chris from Neshota, formerly Chris in O-Town, the infidelity victim of what was Scalzo and Brust. His wife cheated on him with his best friend. I asked him for an update. He said, yes, I have traded up from a Cadillac to an Audi.
Cool.
You never know, though. She may like my friends also.
Oh, my God.
Guy's amazing. He's just so happy-go-lucky. He's like, you like my wife? Sure, go ahead.
No, I mean, one of
that's
one.
Not happy-go-lucky. That's doomsday. He's like, hey, man.
He's just putting in the universe if a friend.
Could happen again.
To walk around with that type of
bliss?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you can't replicate that.
Jair Alexander, all options are on the table. Cut, trade, keep. That was a big 180 from the 99.5% chance I believe Rob Domofsky tweeted, in which Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear at 3:30 today to talk about his tweet that said, according to sources, all things are on the table. Let's go to Matt in Antigo.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Darn it.
I was going to say Antigo, but I've definitely done that before.
So me and Brad definitely had a $5 side bet on what you would say.
I said you'd say Antigo.
And there was no foul play.
I said Antigo.
Matt. On the Carbless Talking Text Line in the great city or town or province of Antigo, you're up.
How's it going?
Going.
Good. I think it would be a bad decision to let Jair go just to save $6 million, and then he'd probably sign with Detroit or Minnesota and play a full year and burn us.
And
we are a lot better team. I think we're a lot better team with him on the field, even though if he misses a couple games here and there, it's whatever. I don't want Nixon out there. Nixon is not an outside corner.
All right. No, and Matt, I want to break this a little further, break down a little further. Because at the end of the day, right, from a contract standpoint, owed $17 million. At this point, nobody's ringing the phone and saying we want him, right?
Like
that's the realization that Goody's having right now is all the time he spent shopping Jair around, nobody's giving them what they think they should get back for Jair. And so he's been smart. He just didn't sell him for a seventh round pick. You know, you maybe were hoping you get a fifth or a sixth. Whatever it was for Jair's asking price, the Packers didn't get it because it was very clear that they were trying to move on. And now that they haven't, and all options are on the table, cutting him, you save $6 million? What is that? That's the cap. They have space. They make it work. They can restructure others.
That's like 2.5% of the whole cap.
It just went up to 275-ish overall.
Yeah, so actually more like 2.2%. That's crazy.
Good to have a finance guy on the show.
And what's crazy, and to follow up with that, at least if you traded him, yeah, you'd get some asset back, even if it's seventh round draft pick, whatever. But you get to control where he goes. And I say that because we all know he's still a high-level cornerback. If he's out there and healthy, and also as another caveat to that, motivated, he would absolutely sign with someone in the division, maybe San Francisco, maybe Philadelphia. Philadelphia just cut a couple of expensive cornerbacks. He would be healthy, he was capable, and he can be motivated. And I do not like the idea of that without the ability to control where he goes. If he goes to another NFC contender, their room gets better. So not only do the Packers get worse, a contender gets better. You feel even further away from a Super Bowl championship.
And it's not that you want to win the battle of the money conversation, but if Jair's cut, he still will make the $11 million from the Packers that they owe him.
Yeah, it's contract to contract, but he is due something.
He's going to get paid.
He's going to get paid.
And then he'll sign and get paid.
Yes.
So we're splitting hairs right now a little bit, but ultimately the Packers look at the cornerback room post-draft and they said they would address it, and he's still on the roster. And I'm for it.
And I suppose it depends what type of team you think the Packers are going to be this year. Keeping him and finding a way would be an indication to me that everybody is all in saying, you know what, this can be a year.
It could be a good message sender.
It would be a message sender saying, you know what, we are prioritizing putting the best team on the field this year. That means even keeping someone that we normally move on from. If you were the Chicago Bears, right, kind of trying to build, and I don't know, well, they win 7 games last year. They're not close to being true contenders. But if you're a true contender, this would be a message, and it would be a way of saying that sense of urgency I expect from everybody else, I am operating with that in the same way. And listen, you do have Jair for 1 year. I mean, you're basically going to cut him. The cap savings would be too great. You're going to cut him next year. This would be a 2025 run that at least says, hey, we're at least trying our best to win a Super Bowl this year. And I can get behind that. I can appreciate the gamble, because it would be a gamble. I would appreciate the gamble of bringing back Jair Alexander.
Strofe, thumbs up, thumbs down? Thumbs up?
Thumbs up for bringing him back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everything Brad said in the last 10 minutes is brilliant, other than some of the financial stuff I didn't understand.
That never happen all the time.
Yeah, let's stop with that. I mean, you know, I love some dumb phrases. I don't know if I can get behind that one. I can get behind the idea of bringing back Jair, though. I think, as Matt and Antigo put it, not Antigo, Antigo, as Brad has put it, Ben, it sounds like you're trending that direction, too. I just don't see the harm in it. I think the Packers like their defensive backfield as it is without Jair, right? With Carrington Valentine, Keyshawn
Nixon,
Nate Hobbs.
They were a top 10 defense with him playing half the season last year.
Right, and I think, you know, as we've talked about many times before, when it comes to the front four, I think they view that as a coaching issue more than a personnel issue, so they're confident they can take a big step this year. I think they feel good about their defensive backfield as it stands. I, as a fan, feel a heck of a lot better about that defensive backfield when Jair Alexander is injected back into the mix. So I'm for it. I don't really see the harm in it, because to your point earlier, Benny, it takes two to tango when it comes to trade compensation. And maybe they got offers of a 7th or a 6th round pick. And I bet they did. But I think Goody goes, 3rd round pick, 2nd round pick. This is an all-pro corner we're talking about. It's going to take a lot more than a 6th round pick to move the needle for me. So let's bring him back. Let's try this thing one more time. And if he's out for 12 of the 17 games, so be it.
Well, and that's like worst case scenario. Let's say he only plays 5 games. Well, then you have the same room you'd have otherwise, just with $6 million that you had to burn as a way of a gamble to try to put the best team out there. I couldn't blame Goody for 1 second doing that.
You know, I'm a gambler, so I'm all for that.
So that blood start pumping over there.
Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe running the show. And if you're getting sick of 100 men versus one gorilla, I got one 10 times better than that coming up next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Per Rob Domofsky earlier today, according to a source, the Packers and Jair Alexander continue to talk about a possible resolution, which could include reconciliation to where Alexander plays for the Packers. All options are on the table: release, trade, or return. Well, with that, we've dove in a little bit. You can catch our show on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Get it on your Apple Store. God, I sound old. Get on your App Store, your
Apple
Google Play Store. One click of the button, you're listening to us live, listening back on podcast, and checking out everything on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Diana McGuanago, you're confused on Jair after all that? Thought we summed it up good.
Okay. You guys are just talking about a health issue. Is the health issue a really health issue with him, or is it just because he doesn't want to be in Green Bay?
Well, that's a... good question, actually. Part of it is I think he wanted a fresh start, and then part of it is I think the season's getting closer, and
I think he saw the writing on the wall more so than a fresh
start. I also think if he is to be released, there's no way he's going to get anything close to what he's currently due in Green Bay, just because of the injury history and all that.
The best option for him is to play in Green Bay from a financial standpoint.
Is it, though, if he can also get paid by the Packers and get a new contract?
I don't think he'd get paid what he's getting paid in Green Bay anywhere else.
but he would still be getting paid by the Packers for this year.
Not if he was released entirely.
Again, I hear you, but at the end of the day, I think, as our best friend Christian Nishota put it best, is they both...
Oh, our best friend now.
Goody and Jair had the hall pass. They passed on using the hall pass, and now they want to spin the block back together.
You drive an Audi, don't you?
I drive a Zimmer Mercedes off the Beltliner in Rock Road. But I do promote the great Audi specials you can check out at Zimmer European. It's time now to kill Strofe.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I am so sick of this debate that's been nonstop for the last 48 hours on social media of who would win in a fight, 100 men or one gorilla, because it's not close. It would be 100 men.
I tend to agree. There's a lot of caveats. You need people that, like, you're going in and you all 100 have to be brave. And, like, it's like 300.
But, Ben.
Yeah, because the first guy in there is going to get his bell rung.
The caveat is it is 100 men versus one gorilla. All 100 men know
Strofe,
what the goal is.
I've watched a lot of simulations on this.
Wait. He spent time watching simulations.
My TikTok algorithm
men
is in a
versus
wild place. No, not Ben. 100
no,
men.
Men. Yeah, men.
Yeah.
And how many men survive?
The gorilla destroyed the men.
No, he did not.
No shot.
Yeah.
100 men.
I'm not saying all 100 men are walking out of there. That's not what I'm saying.
But based off the simulations I'd seen, it wasn't like it was a full on. Charge! Well, 100 men at once, everyone jumping, swinging, like, it was kind of like, you know, 10 would go, so like, I don't know.
So it's a tactical error.
Exactly. I believe it's a tactical error. Now, with that, I don't care about 100 men. How many Strofes would it take to beat a gorilla?
What, 100 Strofes?
If we had 100 Strofes, 100 Strofes would still win.
Not
I don't think so.
A chance in hell.
And again, we are operating under the idea that I am the least.
800-990-3776. What's the minimum amount of Strofes it would take to beat a gorilla?
I think it's got to be at least 500 Strofes. Because think about it. No, think about it.
That's disrespectful.
It's somebody, the truth.
We're just replicating, copy and pasting Strofe. Somebody has to be the first Strofe, the first wave of Strofes. Do you think any type of Strofe duplication is going to be, yeah, I'm going to go the first in there, and then they're going to see what the gorilla did to the first several Strofes? The rest of the Strofes are going to be like, hell no.
Do we realize the sheer amount of people 100 is? That is so many people versus one. All we got to do is sing Kumbaya in a circle. Like
sing Kumbaya.
The gorilla
Strofes.
One. The gorilla,
While you're singing, smack.
The circle of 100 Strofes just closes in on the one singular gorilla.
But
a couple Strofes would see their final moments. I'm not disagreeing.
More than a couple.
More than a couple, probably. But 100 Strofes, 100 of me versus one gorilla. I'm walking out victorious.
Take that quarter zip off. Do you have a t-shirt?
I'm wearing a V-neck, yes.
Can you flex your muscles on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison?
Have you seen a gorilla?
Go full screen for yourself. Full screen. I need everyone to see 500 of these muscles against a gorilla. Oh my God, that t-shirt.
A gorilla would pop through those seams. You know what
I envision? Lift up the sleeve. Let's see. Do you have like any definition? Don't push against you.
No, it's dude. I double down on 500 Strofes.
500? 5,000?
You know what I envision? You know, like in sci-fi movies when a bunch of men are fighting like a monster and the monster swings his arm and like 20 people fly in the air? That's what I envision. I envision 20 Strofes just poof flying in the air when the gorilla swings.
On the Carbless talking text line, Lasagna in Milwaukee chimes in, 100 Strofes couldn't take a St. Bernard.
Do 100 Strofes have the killer instinct?
Craig chimes in, 100 Strofes versus one gorilla. I easily got the gorilla.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get anyone on your side. Maybe you will on the Carbless talking text line. Beads in Milwaukee. What do you got, Beads?
I mean, I missed the beginning, so I don't know for sure if Strope's allowed to have any weaponry or if it's just
no weapons.
That's all he's got. No, that might have changed my answer here. I'm still going to go 25.
You sound confident. Yeah.
Thanks for the confidence, Beads.
Yeah, thanks, Beads. 500 strokes. Is that enough?
I don't even think...
strokes is enough.
If 20 strokes punched at the same time on the gorilla, I don't think the gorilla would feel a thing. Respectfully.
I'd like to toss it over.
Respectfully? That's the most disrespectful thing you've ever said to me.
I'd like to toss it over to Tony Cartagena, producer of Thanalysis Show with Thanasis Antetokounmpo. TC, what do you got on 500 strophs?
All right, so the other day after Strofe did some NFL draft coverage, I was oddly complimenting him on his work. And you ever just like playfully kind of hit someone on the shoulder?
Oh, I forgot.
And
about
not even
this.
The shoulder, like the front of his shoulder. He's standing in an athletic stance, right? We weren't seated, nothing. I was like, hey, Strofe, you know, good work. Kind of just my palm, not even fist, barely pushed him. This man flew back 6 feet. He was the conversation quickly. I went, Strofe, how light are you, bro? And he's like, I am very small. And yeah, I mean, it was bare, like a little, just a little like friendly little love tap. This man, he almost went down a flight of stairs. He fell back so far. I felt bad. And I barely touched him.
Ashton in Sheboygan chimes in to further that, because now I need you to pull out the calculator, Brad Norman. Gorillas can lift and throw 1,800 pounds. Bench press 4,800 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Legs are going to be used as baseball bats.
That is an absurd amount of strength. 4,800 pounds, they can lift and throw 1,800.
I think we might have to fact check but for some reason, I'm just trusting Ashton and Sheboygan on this one.
So that if Strofe's, what, 170? That means a gorilla can lift and throw 10 and a half strophes at once. 10 and a half.
One kick is 4,800 pounds of a bench press.
That would be like getting kicked in like domino, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like strokes run into one another.
Ben, I just Googled it. Your car weighs 4,500 pounds, which means the gorilla can just casually bench press your car.
Wow.
Strofe, do you take it back? 100 strophes?
No, I'm still taking 100 mace.
Okay,
hold on. Something that I feel like we should have thrown in as a caveat as I try to defend myself is I have the utmost confidence in my abilities.
Throw up
in
your, just throw about up your everything combine I do. Video.
I'm going to go ahead
because
and say
that. Even on the Carbless Talking Text Line, where I don't even know if they're watching the YouTube stream, they've seen your video go viral on social media. And for the 100-plus that are on YouTube, please put out that video just in case they haven't seen you do a three-cone combine drill and let them be the judge if you could actually beat one gorilla.
I'm just going to chime in with my just
and by the way,
doubt of Strofe here. I'm not 100% positive 100 Alex Strofes could enter a room against Kyle, Ben, and Brad and be victorious. I'm not. Sorry, Strofe. I don't have that confidence in you, bro.
That's tough.
How, Strofe, if you're so confident, how many strophes would be remaining standing when it's all said and done? How many casualties?
Oof. Of the 100?
Yes.
I still think at least 25
you're
of us are
outside
walking out
your
of there.
Damn mind.
It would be.
You're dead to the wind. Yeah. 100 graves. Right there on in the fight scene.
Especially an angry gorilla. Like a gorilla that could understand.
And you're annoying. You're going to annoy that gorilla. And he's going to want to destroy
Say,
you.
Oh my gosh,
on YouTube,
okay.
On YouTube, you think 100 of those people could beat a gorilla?
Yeah, I do. 100. I think the thing we're underselling the most of is 100.
I can't wait for YouTube to see this again. It's so good.
Oh my gosh. And then if you Google a video of a gorilla
100.
Running.
It's 100.
Strofe, I appreciate you. Good try, but it's not happening.
Oh my gosh.
Daniel chimes in. I have the utmost confidence in myself, Alex, but that doesn't mean he can just go fly a plane.
I think I could land one.
Here you go. Respect that, because I think so too. I think I could too. Get me with the air traffic controllers. Good to go. Oh, man. What do you think about the Kyle, Ben, and Brad versus 100 Strophs?
Pretty confident.
Me too.
Pretty confident. Old KBN.
I'm not worried about Kyle. I'd put it that way.
Kyle sounds like he's gotten into a fair amount of
bites. So have I.
Yeah, and you got and you lost.
No.
That's you were on the ground and you called for mommy.
What are you talking about?
Ben Bruss, Kyle, no Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroph. God, you running that three-cone combine. You are one inflated ego. That is one thing for sure. But I do respect it. The Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook's odds are unofficial. 100 Strophs plus 10,000, one gorilla minus 100,000 to win in the Battle Royale. You can also see the line for the Milwaukee Bucks-Indiana Pacers game tonight. You can also go watch the Milwaukee Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel with their 2,000-square-foot video wall, the great food, the rewards card you can put in those kiosks, bingo, slot machines, table games, you name it, they have it. It's Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Paysbig.com/sportsbook to build your bets. Now we've gone further on the Carpus Talking text line. Not even 1 million strophs could take on a gorilla. More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It doesn't matter if it's...
People are starting to be mean to Alex Stroph on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Starting to.
Or I just went to the bathroom and came back and forgot that we were all being mean to you the whole last segment. 100 strophs versus one gorilla. Not 100 men, 100 strophs. There's a huge difference between that. Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. As always, you can listen to us and hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. I meant to say listen to us on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Ron, this is so mean. 100 strophs are more likely to kill each other due to sheer clumsiness and unathleticism than the gorilla having to do anything. Ooh, this is mean to all of us. Wow. A gorilla would crush 100 Kyles, 100 Brads, and 100 Bens at the same time.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The last 4 minutes, I've just been Googling gorilla strength facts.
I don't want any part of
it. Dude, it's crazy. Now I know 100 strophs wouldn't be able to beat a gorilla.
Ben, Brad, and Kyle would be like 300 in the movie 300, except without the swords, things, and the shields.
They can crush bones with their grip. Think about that.
Hell no.
He can just grab a hold of your bone and snap it.
Nope.
With casually.
Like it just as a normal grip.
Yes. Just a normal
like
grip.
Like you know, like how I'm like grabbing I'm gripping a pen right now.
Yes. Yeah. You just like I'm grabbing a cup right now. It goes crush.
That's like an aluminum.
Yeah. It'd be like us when we like take like a paper cup and go. You know, you just crinkle it up.
That's what they do to our bones.
Just like that to our bones. Think about that. I mean, the carnage of strophs would just be impossible to quantify. I can't even fathom it.
I'm now Team Gorilla.
Oh, for sure.
But what if it was like 100 the rocks?
Mmm.
They looked at the gorilla and said, "Do you smell what the rock is cooking?"
And well, because
that one wasn't that funny, but I just wanted to be really corny.
Well, you said that you watched 4 simulations.
It was it was tactical errors.
You need to do a full on assault.
You need full on assault. That's your only chance. If you got 10 guys fighting and the other 90 are waiting around, you're just waiting for your next death.
You can't do it in waves. You cannot do it in waves. The only chance is that you get 100 people at once.
I mean, we used to do this in the Revolutionary Wars. It was so stupid, but it's how battle was. You know, you used to just like line up and just be like, all right, time to shoot. Hopefully you don't get hit.
I still can't believe that people would be 30 yards from one another and just take turns standing shooting one another. When I experienced that in school for the first time, I was like, this can't be right. This can't be right.
Why are they charging?
Like, yeah, seriously. You couldn't, I don't know. Like, not that I'm brave.
Was that an unwritten rule of war terms?
Well, I don't know, because they had the bayonets at the end. So, like, at some point, they're getting close hand-to-hand.
When they ran, like, I'm basing this all off the movie The Patriot right now in my head. Exactly. I don't know if you are.
Yes.
Like, all right.
It must have been so crazy.
Like, after they fire, I've been like, hot, they're reloading.
Yeah,
charge!
go. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
So let's just line up, shoot, hopefully it doesn't hit me, and then if it doesn't, I get to shoot next.
And a bunch of people drop. You're reloading. The guy in front of you drops. Now it's your turn to reload. Yeah. Shoot. You get popped.
No, the guy right next to you drops. All right, my turn to shoot.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. What a world. What a world we live in.
What a world. And what a world it is when we have Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust guest number 10?
I believe this is number 11. Your record in 2025, 2-11-3 after a win last week. And
two in a row.
One of my worst performances ever, but yes, two in
way
a row.
Too easy of questions.
Don't worry, we kicked it up a notch.
What a great day yesterday off the off of the weather being like in a spot where I was like, can I do this? I did it. I opened up the whole first floor with the roll screen. Like I had the hidden screens up. I had the hidden screens up all throughout my household, thanks to Gina Della and the entire team from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. By the way. Their team was great. I had one minor issue with my door. Fix it like that. Haven't had an issue since. The warranties that they bring, the service they provide, the next level care, you're not just another number. You're someone that's investing in a great product that's been there for over 100 years, and it's made by Pella. All the best warranties. You're going to see. You know why? People are always like, we have Pella. Because Pella's the best, but you get the best service and the best warranties and the best quality when you work directly with Gina and their team. I wouldn't do it any other way, hands down. So call 855-PELLA-WI or visit PellaWI.com. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? Guest number 10. Caller number 10. 800-990-3776.
You don't listen, do you?
Is this 11?
I just told you that.
Caller number 11, 800-990-3776. You get to play me in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? 800-990-3776. You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass. Special guest number 11, caller number 11. In 2 minutes, 2 short minutes, don't go anywhere. It's Kyle Brust and Ortman.